Let's now talk about science and the National Science Week. From 9th till 17th of August, there are many opportunities all over Australia and online to meet scientists, discuss the hot topics, do science, and celebrate its culture and economic impact on society. And one of the events is the Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern. I'm now joined by the wonderful team who is responsible for the whole event to tell us more about what's going to be happening. So we have Professor Joanne Jamie. Hello, Professor.
Hi, Sharka. Thank you for the opportunity to chat.
Thanks for coming. We have also Renee Carthron. Hello, Renee.
Hi, Sharka. Thank you for inviting us.
Thanks for coming. And we have also Tiny Bentley. Hello, Tiny.
Hi, thanks for having me here.
Thanks for coming. So can I please ask you if you can tell us a few words about yourself and what your role is so we get to know you?
Thank you, Sharka. Well, I'm a medicinal and natural products chemistry academic at Macquarie University, and I'm also the director of the National Indigenous Science Education Program, or NISEP. And NISEP has at its core empowerment of Indigenous youth as science leaders and also showcasing the rich knowledges of Indigenous Australians. And I'm very, very proud to be the coordinator of the Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern events for this National Science Week.
Thank you. That was Professor Joanne Jamie. And now, Renee, can you please tell us more?
Yeah. So my name is Renee Cawthorn, and I'm employed at Macquarie University as an Indigenous Fellow, and I teach a first year Indigenous Science unit. So my role is to come to the Indigenous Science Experience on Saturday and share my knowledge and my culture, but also what my students learn during our course. And I'll also be doing some weaving activities.
Amazing. And can I please ask you who your people are, where you come from?
Absolutely. So I'm a Wiradjuri woman and my family come from Albury in New South Wales.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And Tani, please, can I ask you as well if you could tell us a few words about yourself and who your people are, where you come from?
Yeah. So my name's Tani. I'm a proud Gomeroi woman and I grew up on Darkinjung land. Now I'm currently living on Dharawal land to work at ANSTO, which is the only nuclear facility in Australia, which is very exciting. I was one of Joanne's students when I was studying at Macquarie Uni doing a Bachelor of Science with a major in Human Biology, and I got to work with her through NISEP to help with these events and develop classes and activities and improve these activities that are going to be running on Saturday. So yeah, I'm just very excited to be a part of it again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, so let's have a look. What is going to be happening in Redfern on Saturday, August the 9th?
Well, Sharka, there's so many things happening. So firstly, this is being held at the iconic Redfern Community Centre. So it's wonderful to be in such a culturally centred place. And it's an absolutely wonderful day for people of all ages to immerse in learnings from the world's oldest living cultures. So just to give you a little taste, visitors can meet with Yagal elders to learn all about bush foods and medicines, learn about customary used seaweeds from South Coast seaweed, taste native foods from bush to bowl, weave a basket or bracelet with the lovely Renee, explore Aboriginal astronomy, also explore Torres Strait Islander culture through virtual reality, take part in cultural performances, and get hands-on with microscopy, physics and chemistry, and so much more. So there's a really great range of things to do. And over half of our STEM science collaborators are First Nations people, so there's just so much to learn from them.
That sounds amazing. Who is this event for? Is there like an age bracket?
It's pretty much for everyone who is old enough to walk and be inspired by everything around them. So from young kids to elders, there is so much to do. So we love seeing families come along to this, and we've seen children of like 3 years of age just be excited by learning everything through to more mature Australians as well. So it's really an opportunity for everyone who's in Sydney on the day to come and see and be a part of.
Awesome. And this event has been running for a while. Can you tell us how it all started?
It really all starts with the wonderful Yagal elders, who are the co-founders of National Indigenous Science Education Program, and I've had a lovely long-term collaboration with them on actually working with them on their medicinal plants. But it's through them wanting to have their Indigenous youth become leaders of science and see their true potential that led to NISEP and then led to the idea of the Indigenous Science Experience at the community centre. And we've actually been running the Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern since 2012. So annually it's been a fantastic event. So the Yagle Elders are our inspiration for all of this. And we have the lovely NISEP students that come along from some of our partner schools to co-lead activities as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Professor. Renee, you have been part of the team for a while now. Can you please tell us more about your role and what are you going to be doing at the Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern this year?
Yes, absolutely. So my involvement with NISEP was actually as a university student doing my undergraduate degree. And then I've continued my relationship with NISEP through the various employment roles that I've had. And I'm very fortunate to be back at Macquarie and being able to support Joanne with the Indigenous Science Experience again this year at Redfern. And my activity will be showcasing some of the Indigenous knowledges that we learn through the Indigenous Science Unit that I teach, and also learning the customary practices of weaving with natural fibres.
Mm-hmm. And again, can anybody join, or do we have to book maybe in advance?
No, anyone can come along and join. If you can sit down and you have a bit of patience, you're quite welcome to come and sit and have a weave and a bit of a yarn.
Awesome, thank you. And do you have a best memory, something that springs to your mind when you think about the past years of the event?
I think for me, watching my young daughter be involved as when I was volunteering at university, and now she is 15, so she's coming back and she's also hopefully going to present some of the Indigenous tools and technologies and talk about her role as a ranger.
That's beautiful. And there are going to be also a lot of new exciting events and experiences. Professor Joanne, can I ask you to tell us please a bit more about these?
We're very, very delighted to have a range of new activity providers. I'll mention just some of them, but it includes the wonderful Alex Ibarra and his team from Indigibee. So they're based in Queensland, and Indigibee is an Indigenous-owned organisation that specialises in native bee rescue and education around their preservation, and it incorporates First Nations knowledges within that preservation. And this is so important because when you think about the role that bees play, they're absolutely essential for our environment and, of course, for our own food production. So I'm really excited, and Alex and his team are actually going to bring a hotel of bees with them. So it's going to be really fun and really educational. Also, which I think is beautifully aligned with this, we will have Macquarie University researchers from Applied Biosciences, Vivian and Jamil, who will be showing how they're looking at insect pheromones. So these are volatile small compounds that can protect crops from pests and secure our future food supplies. So they're looking at giving us safe food for the future. Working alongside Microscopy Australia, who've been long-term collaborators with us, we will also have Aboriginal visual artist and cultural consultant Graham Toomey. And Graham has been inspired by these highly magnified images that Microscopy Australia have shown him, that he's created artwork that is showing the microscopic world. And it's just fascinating. So he's going to work alongside Microscopy Australia. But I must say I'm particularly excited to have the Australian Nuclear Science Technology Organisation, or ANSTO, involved because of the wonderful connection with Tani.
So Tani, please, now to you. What can we be looking forward to?
So I think it's going to be pretty exciting. We're going to have VR sort of set up that will let people come and actually see inside the reactor and actually go into the bottom of it, because the reactor it's an open pool reactor. So you kind of, like, from what I've heard, I haven't seen it myself, you will put the headset on and you'll kind of just like dive underwater. And I've heard it's really funny for younger kids and they get really excited about it. And it'll really delve into the atomic world of like nuclear radiation and stuff, because not a lot of people know very much about it. I certainly didn't, like, not long ago. And I'm pretty sure there's also going to be a interactive map about ANSTO's work with carbon dating of significant Aboriginal sites and artifacts that have been found. Yeah, there'll be table aside as well for myself and my other co-workers that are Indigenous safety technicians. So we'll get to, you know, connect with the mob and the community there and, you know, let them know that these opportunities are there for mob to end up working within a nuclear facility, because I know a lot of us probably don't think that we can get there, which is really exciting. So, yeah.
That sounds pretty amazing. Thank you so much. And I guess my last question is, do we have to book?
We don't have to book, but we do encourage people to go on to the National Science Week site and get to where it says Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern. And then there's a little QR code to register, and it's free. But the booking just helps us make sure that we know how many people are coming along, so we can make sure that we're ready for a wonderful crowd. And it is free for everyone. I said family, friends, colleagues. We encourage everyone to come along to the Redfern Community Centre for this event.
Mm-hmm. And at what time does it start?
So it starts at 10 a.m. and it goes to 3 p.m. And everyone's invited to come along at any stage across that time period, but we especially encourage people to come along from 10 a.m. because we'll have a smoking ceremony and a welcome to country and some special guest short talks to highlight the significance of this event before we start all the activities.
Professor Joanne, Rene and Tani, thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio to talk about the National Science Week and the event that is going to be held in Redfern.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Thank you. We hope to see you there.
That was Rene Cathron, Professor Joanne Jamie and Tani Bentley, who are part of the team organizing the Indigenous Science Experience at Redfern. The event is part of Australia-wide National Science Week that is held from 9th till 17th of August across the country and online. To find out more what is happening near you, head to scienceweek.net.au. For NITV Radio, Sharka Pechová.